What's up, Jets fans, and welcome back to yet another edition of the Jets Stream, the official New York Jets podcast of Gotham Sports Network. My name's Jesse Finver, and with me, as always, Connor Sheeran. Connor, holy shit!
Holy shit! Emergency pod.
Shit!
Emergency.
Oh, yes.
This long, whole dramatic process. I mean, it sounds like it's finally coming to an end. You know?
It feels like it. Sorry, I'm just reading this tweet from Jason Lockenfora. 9 months from now, the Jets will be looking for another quarterback. We'll win just enough games in the interim to have to give up the farm to get in position to draft one of the top three QBs in 2024. I feel for their fans. Always false hope at the most important position in all of sports.
Why is he such an asshole consistently?
Oh, he's the worst. There's a reason why he's not an instant. Like, he was, like, approaching, like, Schefter and Rappaport at one point when he was with CBS Sports. And then he just fell off a cliff.
Does he have, like, a vendetta against the Jets for some reason? Like,
I have no idea. He's a weird dude. He's a weird dude. Dude, Aaron Rodgers. All right, so unless you're living under a rock, well, yeah. Every Jets fan on the timeline is just so happy. Trey Wingo, hoping everyone has a great day.
I mean, we've all cursed Trey Wingo's name for the past, Monday? For the past about 48 hours, wondering what the hell was going on. And then it took Rodgers appearing on Pat McAfee, talking about the darkness for about 20 minutes. Before he finally
he was like, well, you know, like, yeah. And then AJ Hawk was like, all right, enough of this. What's going on, dude?
What are you doing? Like, he's like, I'm done. Oh, you see that? So, Schefter just posting a screenshot from Aaron Rodgers. Lose my number. Good try there. Like, literally exactly what he said. Oh, that's amazing. Oh, it's so
that's
good.
Very good.
Aaron Rodgers
is very, very good. Good sense of humor from Adam.
He's such an asshole, but I don't care at this point. Because
he's our asshole.
Yeah, because even if he plays, that's the thing we gotta get out of the way. Even if he plays for a season or two seasons or something like that, that's two seasons, 1 to 2 seasons that the Jets have a legitimate shot to do something. And from
we're gonna compete for a Super Bowl. We're gonna compete for a Super Bowl. That's what we're gonna do.
Everyone needs to just remember where they were on that 5-game winning streak and what would have happened after that if the Jets had a legitimate quarterback.
Yep.
They have that now. And everyone's been like, you know, and I was one of those people saying that, you know, Rodgers was kind of washed. Like, last season he didn't play that well. It's like, a washed Aaron Rodgers is 30 times better than Zach Wilson, who is currently the only quarterback on the Jets roster now that Mike White went to Miami. So,
I mean,
this was like them losing out on Carr, them losing out on Jimmy G. This was kind of their only option unless they wanted to try to make a move and trade for Kirk Cousins. But
and that would have been a disaster. Yeah. I would have been so upset. This was the only the only other option was to go after like Lamar really hard. But, you know, I got to say, I mean, I guess it's because people had to wait until 4. I'm very interested to see what happens at 4 p.m. With Lamar Jackson and whether or not he gets a ton of interest off the bat. I don't even know if we would hear about it, but I think that we ended with the right that we made the right decision here with Rodgers. I mean, it just at the end of the day, this team has needed a real quarterback. And there's a lot to love about Lamar Jackson. He's probably the most electric quarterback in the league. I think that with Aaron, I just can't believe it. Like, he's a Jet. He's going to be a Jet. Like, he's not officially a Jet yet. Let's get that straight. What the holdup is right now is compensation on the Packers side. But he wants to be a Jet. He's going to be a Jet. I'm not worried about that. I just think that he gives you a much better shot to win a Super Bowl than Lamar Jackson does when all is said and done. He is one of the most talented quarterbacks to ever play the position. And now for the next 2 years, he should be a Jet. No, next year, off season, we're probably gonna have to go through another darkness retreat. I mean, hopefully he just wins the Super Bowl and walks off into the sunset.
And then we're like, okay, fine. You know? Thanks for coming out, Rodgers. You did what we needed you to do. And hell, you made the playoffs. You made a little bit of a run, and they made it to the Super Bowl. And maybe they won. Who the hell knows? But all I know now is that the Jets are gonna have Rodgers behind center. They're gonna have Garrett Wilson. They're gonna have Elijah Moore. They're gonna have Alan Lazard. They're gonna have Breece Hall. Like,
the thing is, I don't really know. Well, I don't know if Elijah Moore is going to be on the team. He could be traded for all I know. Corey Davis is still on the roster. He could be gone. Carl Lawson could be gone. This team is going to look very, like, once this trade happens, a lot of dominoes are going to fall.
Yes. This team is going to I think the surefire people that are gone are Corey Davis. Well, Corey Davis for sure. Now that they sign Alan Lazard, who you got to imagine they went after purely because him and Rodgers had a good thing going in Green Bay. So, yeah, Davis is either he's part of the trade package or he's getting released. And then, yeah, Carl Lawson they might have to cut because of the cap stuff. But then there's also, what is this whole thing about if they wait for everything to go through till the 17th, then it's his cap hit drops to like $15 million or something. It's some weird.
Yeah, I'm not sure how it works.
That they might be waiting on to wait for everything to go through. I'm not really sure either.
I mean, this is unbelievable. Since Friday, I've made it clear that my intention was to play, and my intention was to play for the New York Jets. This trade needs to happen immediately.
He said that? Does. Oh,
okay. Yeah, Aaron said that. No, I'm adding the immediately part. Like, this trade needs to happen immediately. just crazy.
It's been a long week.
This week has been a very long year.
Yeah, exactly. That's a great way to put it. This week has been a very long decade. And
not kidding. Wait, Zach Rosenblatt just said, I heard the power went out at the facility briefly at 1 p.m.
I gotta imagine, like, how much do you think both teams knew? Do you think they knew anything about what his intentions were?
Yeah, absolutely.
They had to have, right?
Yeah.
Like, otherwise they wouldn't be going through and having negotiations like whatsoever.
Yeah, Joe Douglas knows what he's doing, and as Blake said in our chat right now, Nathaniel Hackett, worth it.
He was like, Nathaniel Hackett was literally like, he got hired, and I imagine during the interview, Saleh and Joe Douglas must have just been like, listen, the only reason we're hiring you is because we want Aaron Rodgers, and we know that we know that you two work well together. It's not really much confidence in your ability to coach an offense. It's just because we know that you're not going to get in Aaron Rodgers' way. And obviously, the scheme and the playbook and stuff like that. So you're here, you know, and him and Alan Lazard work well together also. So if the
Jets just talked about. So hold on. So Aaron Rodgers says there are a number of reasons why the Jets are attractive. But he says specifically there's a coach there who means a lot to him.
There you go. Yeah.
Nathaniel Hackett. Let's see. He's still talking, by the way. So
I can't imagine, like, well, I mean, we are, yeah, we're recording this while he's still talking. But it's his fault for spending a half an hour talking about the darkness and ayahuasca. And, you know, when I went into the darkness, I was 90% going to retire. And then I came back out and he's like, I still got something to prove. It's like, okay, Aaron, what are we talking about? It's like, you're the most insufferable person on the planet, but I don't care because you're really very good at playing quarterback. And we haven't had a quarterback as good as you since I don't know when. Joe Namath?
Chad, and you know what? He may take his number.
He might. I wonder what Joe's going to say. Just be like, while you're here, sure, you can take the number.
No, he said that already. He's like,
oh, did he say that?
Like, yeah, I heard what Joe said, blah, blah, blah. There's a lot of time to figure that out.
Okay. No one's more, you know, obviously no one's more of a Jet guy through and through than Joe Namath. So I think that he'll be okay with Aaron Rodgers having his number for one or two seasons. Or who knows? I mean, Tom Brady played till he was 45. So who the hell knows how long Aaron Rodgers might be able to play for?
Yeah, I know. I think he really wants to win another Super Bowl.
I think he does.
I think he's become very motivated this year.
He's playing pissed. I mean, after the darkness stuff, he went for 15 minutes talking about basically how much he hates the Packers front office. He's like, I got nothing against the people of Green Bay, the fans, everything else, etc. But, and he didn't name names, but he basically was just like, I felt completely disrespected and I don't want to play there anymore, essentially. So I think he would be extra motivated if the Jets were playing in the Packers this year rather than last year.
And are they playing? They're not playing the Packers this year.
No.
Well, 9/11 is a Monday night. Is Brian saying that we're going to get a Jets Giants 9/11 Monday night football game?
Is it really? Oh my God. They're definitely going to do that then.
I mean, the Jets are going to be on national TV so much this year.
Now they have Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers, the two rookies of the year. That makes me nervous because when was the last time you remember the Jets playing well in primetime? That Jets-Bills game where the meme came out of them dancing, maybe? The last time I remember them playing well in a primetime game. But obviously things are completely different now that you have Aaron Rodgers. You know,
yeah, absolutely.
It's a completely different scenario. But you are absolutely right that this they're going to be in prime time a lot.
Oh, what a time!
They're actually going to be in this. Right? You know what's going to happen is like we're finally going to have a Jets player in like the intro montage of Sunday Night Football.
Right?
You know how long it's been since that? I mean,
yeah, but I bet it won't be Rodgers. It's going to be
Sauce or Garrett Wilson.
It'll probably be Sauce.
Sauce or Garrett Wilson, one of the two.
Oh my God, that's
or maybe
crazy.
Both.
Or maybe both, yeah.
Or maybe both.
Just be standing next to each other and be like she'll be singing about rookies of the year or something.
I need that first reaction video of Aaron Rodgers and Sauce talking to each other and Sauce explaining the cheese head burning. The fact that Sauce kept the cheese head for that long is also very funny to me. Like, it's not just like, oh, he left it as like a joke. Like, he actually took it home with him. It was like the best part of that. He brought it home with him.
I love that. And then they burned it.
And then they burned.
All right, I got to run. We just had
to hop on first early.
Real quick reaction.
Much to talk about now.
When it's official and we have like more information on what the Jets roster is going to look like for next season.
Free agent stuff now that they can
probably I'd say like by next week we should have a much better idea what this roster is going to look like
between this and now they'll actually be able to focus a little bit more on Quinnen.
Yeah,
so they have to do that. Yeah. So that'll be
all right, man.
All right,
let's go Jets and oh my goodness, Aaron Rodgers is going to be a Jet. Unbelievable.
Let's all do right it.
Man, go Jets. Peace.